Where are you going? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
So when will the 2020 election be decided?
But we also need a plan for rolling out a potential vaccine. We're supposed to be in the middle of a presidential transition right now, which means we need the incoming and outgoing administrations to cooperate on developing a plan to distribute the vaccine.
Of Squattergate. The bad president has no public events on his schedule today again, but he is busy cooking up all manner of evil schemes. This really is getting scary now. All jokes aside, it's become very clear that he's trying to cut the voters out of voting. He lost the election. He's 6 million votes behind. It's not even close. That's a lot of votes. So now he's doing what he does. He's abusing the system to try to steal this election that he claims has been stolen from him. Remember when O.J. went into that hotel room with a bunch of thugs to steal his old memorabilia back? This is the White House version of that. What's happening is insane. There's no one Trump won't falsely accuse. He's accusing the Georgia Secretary of State, a guy named Brad Raffensperger, of obstructing because he won't overturn Biden's win. Now, this guy Raffensperger, not only is he a Republican, he's a hardcore Republican, like a guy who watches Blue Bloods every week type Republican. Okay? He says he's never voted for a Democrat in his life. And 2 years ago, he got an endorsement from guess who? Donald Trump wrote, Brad Raffensperger will be a fantastic Secretary of State for Georgia. We'll work closely with Brian Kemp. It is really important that you get out and vote for Brad. And then again, he tweeted, vote Brad Raff is tough on crime and borders. Job has nothing to do with that, by the way. Loves our military and vets. He will be great for jobs. But that was before Brad Raffensperger got tough on his job. Now, Brad is now part of the liberal conspiracy, I guess. And people believe this. Your uncle believes this. The bad news for Trump is the legal part of his legal strategy is not working. And even worse news is Rudy Giuliani is running his legal team.
The presidential legal team is on a bit of a losing streak. After dismissing their last remaining federal lawsuit in Michigan this morning, they are 1-for-32 in post-election litigation. The president's just fulfilling his campaign promise.
We will have so much
losing
if I get elected that you may get bored with
losing.
But the bad news is not stopping Trump lawyer and phantom of the sex shop, Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani gave another doozy of a press conference today. It was a success in that it did not take place in a parking lot next to a dildo shop. But otherwise, it was not a success. It was a desperate, vomitous attack on every American who bothered to vote.
Even though the Pennsylvania Supreme Court already ruled the GOP observers had appropriate access to the recount, Rudy kept complaining that they couldn't see the counting. And he cited the legal precedent of a Joe Pesci movie from the 90s.
We could do like a, did you all watch My Cousin Vinny? Did you know the movie? It's one of my favorite law movies because he comes from Brooklyn. And when the nice lady who said she saw, and then he says to her, how many fingers do I got up? And she says, three. Well, she was too far away to see it was only two. These people were further away than my cousin Vinny was from the witness.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Let the record show that counsel is holding up two fingers.
Your Honor, please, huh?
Oh. Sorry.
Now, Mrs. Riley, and only Mrs. Riley, how many fingers am I holding up now? Oh. What do you think now, dear?
Thinking of getting thicker glasses.
Thank you.
My favorite law movie is the one where Borat tricks you into going into a hotel room and, let's say, pound your pants gavel. If it please the court, Your Honor, may I approach the crotch? It seems like the press conference was getting a little hot because partway through his presentation, Rudy sweat so much that his hair dye started running down his face. Either that or he had so much to drink, he was sweating Merlot.
Ah, you cursed rat! Look what you've done! I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! What a world!
Anyway, Rudy and his legal team, which includes a radio show host, are not just asking for millions of voters to be disenfranchised. They're also asking, and again, this is real, to be allowed to count the ballots themselves.
The only thing left is the vote. That could have been Mickey Mouse. That could have been a dead person. A lot of people were coming over from Camden to vote. They do every year. Happens all the time in Philly. It's about as frequent as getting beaten up at a Philadelphia Eagle football game. I assume if she's working for the city of Detroit, that she's a Democrat.
We have witnesses who have actually reported.
Where are you, FBI? We more than double the number of votes needed to overturn the election. There's nobody here that engages in fantasies.
No! No! Help me, Rudy Juan Giuliani. You're my only hope. May the
fraud be with you always.
The president just invited Michigan lawmakers to come to the White House to pressure them to overturn the results in their state. Can we just call this an attempted coup now? Because that's what it is. We're all arguing over terminology, like whether it's champagne or sparkling wine, but it's a coup. And even if it doesn't succeed because everyone involved is a moron, that doesn't make it any less horrifying. Even if this fails, historians will spend years studying this attempted coup, and psychiatrists will spend years studying
the use of Rudy Giuliani.
Well, what we here at Late Night have been calling the kooky cuckoo cuckoo is wasting everyone's time. There's still, you know, a raging pandemic going on, and the people calling up random election officials in Wayne County to overturn legitimate election results are the ones who are supposed to be protecting Americans from a deadly disease. It's like every building is on fire, and the fire department won't put the fires out because they're in court demanding, A, they never have to retire, and B, from now on, we call them da party boys. Yesterday, there were over 1,900 deaths. The day before that, there were over 1,600 deaths. Joe Biden wants to cooperate with the Trump task force to work on a plan to curb cases, save lives, and get a vaccine out to as many people as possible as quickly as possible. Instead, the president is refusing to concede and trying to stage an incompetent coup, and he's become a full J.D. Salinger-level recluse, hiding out in the White House and skipping task force meetings on a deadly plague spreading rapidly throughout the country.
We have not heard from the president on this. We haven't heard from him at all. He hasn't taken our questions in over 2 weeks. And so, you know, we haven't seen the president since on Friday. And the White House insists he's still working. He's still focused on coronavirus. But, Aaron, we should note the president hasn't attended a task force meeting in 5 months, even though they've had one held just in the last week. So if that gives you any idea, we're actually told by sources he's much more consumed by the state of this election and contesting the results than he is with the pandemic. Pandemic surging across the country.
Of course he's more focused on the election he lost than on the pandemic. I know it was hard to tell from the hundreds of psychotic all-caps tweets, most of them with warning labels on them, which is insane. At this point, we have to put a disclaimer on the president's tweets like a pack of cigarettes or an episode of Jackass. I mean, think about that. The pandemic raging out of control, thousands of Americans dying a day, and the president hasn't even been to a meeting in 5 months.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th and final president of the United States.
Okay,
everyone calm down and don't panic. As you know, the events of the past few days have forced me to return home to update you on the status of this terrible outbreak.
What outbreak?
The horrible virus that has infected the brains of millions of people, forcing them to believe bogus, ridiculous, well-documented things about me.
And but for him, we'd still be waiting, into the grim winter for these amazing, miraculous medical breakthroughs. So,
you know, for my money, Geraldo raises a good point there. It's possible we just don't give the president enough credit for his FDR-like devotion to tackling this virus, his laser-like focus, his daily devotion, the sympathy he's forever expressing to the families of the 250,000 dead, even the way the president lectures us in that way to please wear a mask and stop the spread. And he's always advocated injections. Geraldo may be onto something. What Trump steaks did for the hungry, what Trump water did for the thirsty in our nation, what Trump University did to lift up the uneducated in our country. Well, along comes Trump, the vaccine. Possibilities, I think you'll agree, are endless.
You know, I hate to jump the gun here and prematurely call the election, but it's starting to look like Donald Trump lost by a lot. Joe Biden's popular vote lead is now over 6 million. And in total, he has more votes than any president-elect in history. Or to put it another, I don't know, more fun way, more people came out to vote against Donald Trump than have ever come out to vote against any presidential candidate in the history of the United States. And on top of Biden's historic vote totals, Georgia just certified its results after a vigorous hand recount, and the Trump campaign lost a major court case in Pennsylvania where the judge, a Republican member of the Federalist Society, did not hold back in his contempt for the Trump legal team's incompetence.
A federal judge in Pennsylvania completely tearing apart the Trump legal strategy that was spearheaded by Rudy Giuliani. The judge in this case, Matthew Brand, tearing apart the claims by the Trump team that they wanted to invalidate the vote in Pennsylvania and throw out nearly 7 million votes The judge in this case saying this, one might expect that when seeking such a startling outcome, a plaintiff would come formidably armed with compelling legal arguments and factual proof of rampant corruption. That has not happened. Instead, this court has been presented with strained legal arguments without merit and speculative accusations unpled in the operative complaint and unsupported by evidence.
I've been a supporter of the president's. I voted for him twice. But elections have consequences. And we cannot continue to act as if something happened here that didn't happen. Quite frankly, the conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment. They allege fraud outside the courtroom, but when they go inside the courtroom, they don't plead fraud and they don't argue fraud. If you're unwilling to come forward and present the evidence, it must mean the evidence doesn't exist.
But this is not a fraud case.
The president's slow-moving coup is not going that well. This afternoon, the Michigan Election Board certified Joe Biden's win in that state. Then tonight, we just learned moments ago that the General Services Administration informed President-elect Joe Biden the administration is ready to begin the formal transition process, according to a letter from the administrator, Emily Murphy. So it is official. Our next commander-in-chief will be President Biden, which means somewhere right now, Rudy Giuliani is filing a last-ditch legal claim that our current president's name has always been Joe Biden.
So, yes, I told Honey Boo Boo at the GSA that they can start the trans... What, Mike? No, we're not talking about pose. That you cut me off in the middle of the word. Category is shut the hell up, you evangelical monster. Okay, that was just our great vice president interrupting me. Big fan of pose. Loves pose. Always talking about the categories. Transition. Okay, Mike, the transition to the fake Biden administration. We are still fighting very strongly with Rudy Giuliani, who's bleeding diarrhea from the forehead, and that crazy Sydney. Love her, but doesn't work for me now. So we're going to keep fighting. Very strong fight, a powerful patriotic fight. We're going to find other things to complain about. But until then, for the sake of our great country that I really, really care about, and I mean that, totally care about very strongly, all our people from the Mountain Dew ranges of Colorado Trump voters to the bath salts of Florida, I love all of Trump Nation. MAGA will rise again, although I look forward, by the way, to, you know, schools in the Deep South putting up statues of me in front of, you know, schools they'll probably name after me, which will have a lot of failing students. But the point is, for the sake of the country, we're going to start the transition process for Sleepy Joe's fake administration, which I'm sure will never have to take place anyway. But will be nice, just in case the Democrats pull off some nasty garbage again. So thank you. I'm off to play golf.
The president made a reasonable statement, tweeting, I want to thank Emily Murphy at GSA for her steadfast dedication and loyalty to our country. I believe we will prevail. Nevertheless, in the best interest of our country, I am recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols and have told my team to do the same. Wow. Turns out this whole time, all he had to do to sound presidential was just not be president anymore.
President Trump is scheduled to pardon the annual Thanksgiving turkey next week at the White House, but I think they're going for a legal loophole because they named the turkey Donald Trump.
I hereby pardon Donald Trump. No take backs.
The winner of this vote was decided by a fair and open election. This was a fair election. Unfortunately,
Donald Trump
refused to concede and demanded a recount, and we're still fighting with
Donald Trump.
And I will tell you, we've come to a conclusion.
Donald Trump.
I'm sorry to tell you, the result did not change. It's too bad for
Donald Trump.
Now it's time for the moment of our guests of honor. They've been waiting, and in this case, he's been waiting for this. And bring him out. Look at that beautiful, beautiful bird. Oh, so lucky. That is a lucky bird.
Yes, it's a lucky, lucky bird to have a better legal team than the president. But he said the words that so many who have worked for this administration have longed to hear.
I hereby grant you a full pardon.
There you have it. An innocent turkey pardoned by a lame duck.
Happy Thanksgiving to well, not everybody. Definitely not you, fake news. Not you. Newsmax, you disappointed me by saying that Biden won. So no happy Thanksgiving for you either. How about that? You didn't see that coming because you're stupid. OAN, a special happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you for doing what you do. And I look forward to sexually harassing many of you in 2021 when I take over. So thank you. Thank you. Before I wish everybody a strong and powerful Thanksgiving, I want to say something very important. We lost a legend, Maradona. We lost Maradona, who, by the way, wanted to date me in the 1980s. And I said, no, thank you, darling. Not going to date you. You did the burning cross thing, and I'm a strong Christian. Right, Mike? Right? You remember that? You remember when she... You love that part when she makes out with the African-American? I always catch you dancing to that video. And you love that part. Our great Christian Vice President, Mike Pence. We love him. Have a great Thanksgiving with Mother, Mike Pence, okay? And enjoy Black Friday. I know you are looking forward to that. So I want to say a happy Thanksgiving to all our people, not to the Democrats, but to the Republicans and only the MAGA Republicans. Thanksgiving is a holiday that Sleepy Joe... He's going to try and take Thanksgiving. Remember how Obama made it illegal to say Merry Christmas? He was throwing Christians in jail. Well, they want to get rid of Thanksgiving, too. We're not going to let them do it, though. You'd like that, but we're not going to let them do it. We're keeping Thanksgiving, and we're going to keep it strongly. We eat turkey to symbolize when our great people came over here and gave 7-Elevens to all the Indians. It's a beautiful holiday, and I think it's a great day. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And I'm going to Mar-a-Lago for a eyes wide shut, no masks, only face masks, no mouth mask party. So we'll see what happens.
The president held an impromptu press conference to congratulate himself for the Dow Jones numbers going big on the money chart.
Thank you very much, and I just want to congratulate everybody. The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, just hit 30,000, which is the highest in history. The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000.
Yes, a sacred number. As Jesus himself said, blessed be the number 30,000 for man. That's a lot of whatever it is you're counting. Then, just 1 minute and 15 seconds after the press conference started, it turned out it wasn't a press conference. It was just a bragging dash. Because he left without taking any questions.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Mr. President, even if it's a sir, why not concede for the good of the country, sir?
This was a rare POTUS sighting for these days. See, since the election, he's made few public appearances because he knows that if he comes out of his bunker and sees his shadow, he'll only have 6 more weeks of president.
Obviously, President Trump, Cheeto, is used to getting dragged by fearless boss bitches in the media, but he's not prepared to be literally dragged out of the White House if he won't GTFO on his own. According to some Secret Service tea, one scenario that's been floated, the Secret Service detail charged with guarding Trump would sort of close their eyes while Biden's new Secret Service team comes in and walks Trump out the door. There has also been speculation that the FBI could get involved or that the U.S. Marshal Service could come in and escort Trump out. Okay, listen, I know it's a very exciting thing to imagine imagine, and we liberals have this fantasy of Trump being dragged out of the White House in handcuffs, but let's be realistic. It's simply not going to happen that way. Here's how it is going to happen. At 2300 hours, Trump drifts off to sleep. I am hidden in a bush outside the window, waiting, watching, biding my time. I see his stupid fat orange breathing slow as he enters his first Cheeto-like REM cycle. That's when I make my move. Using the laser scalpel in my utility belt, I cut a tiny size 0 hole through the window and shimmy my little ass through. Once inside the bedroom, I shed my ghillie suit and take out my walkie-talkie. Malala has secured the bag. I repeat, Malala has secured the bag. Over. That's my signal for backup. Lila comes rappelling down from the ceiling. Whee! Peter emerges from his disguise as a painting of George Washington.
I cannot tell a lie, bitch!
And Brian has been doing laps around the perimeter in a golf cart for the past 3 hours to keep watch.
Happy to help.
Just then, Trump wakes up. He looks at me, his Cheeto-esque eyes narrowing, and says,
You're the one who's been doing all those viral takedowns of me.
And he lunges at me and wraps his tiny hands around my tiny neck. It's tiny versus tiny. All hope is lost. Lila and Peter left to go get bubble tea. But then, bam! Someone kicks down the door and says, not so fast, Mr. Trump, before landing a flying capoeira kick right to Trump's head, knocking him out cold. I try to stagger to my feet, but I'm dizzy. The mysterious man catches me and cradles me in his arms. Our faces now inches apart, I finally recognize him. Robert Mueller? He says, hey, kid. I find myself staring at his lips. They're perfect. But then, whack, he crumples to the floor. Behind him, Trump brandishes a golf club. No, I cry. Trump looks at me, a Cheeto-ish glint in his eye, and says,
now that I've got you alone, I will reveal the location of my famous pee tape. It is hidden underneath.
But then, he's interrupted by the sound of shattering glass. Lila and Peter are back with reinforcements and their bubble tea.
I got lychee and Peter got honeydew.
In through the shattered bedroom window march Alyssa Milano, AOC, and Chasten Buttigieg. Beto 720s in on his skateboard. Elizabeth Warren enters, riding Bailey, who rears up on his hind legs, ready for battle. Chasten takes a running leap and jumps onto Trump's shoulders, squeezing his head between his thighs. The Pence fly buzzes back and forth between Trump's eyeballs. AOC looks at me and says, Kylie, now! And I use my scrunchie to tie his hands behind his back. Take him away, Chasten, I say. Chasten jumps down and says, my pleasure, but please, call me Ruth. Chasten takes off his mask to reveal that he was none other than Ruth Bader Ginsburg all along.
Yay!
Well, what can I say? It's been great knowing you.
Donald Trump.
Good luck somewhere else.
I'm gonna miss you. Boo-hoo, 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 boo-hoo.
Squid's taking it real hard.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.